I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
News, lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Last Wednesday, at a real estate conference full of the government announced it would designate landlords as an endangered species. The species has been long underappreciated, despite the vital service it provides as a shelter producer for many a Kiwi, says Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The Prime Minister said that designating landlords as an endangered species would help them recover after the Hipkins administration decimated landlord habitats by forcing through tepid rent reform. In addition to this announcement, the Ministry for the Environment has also commissioned a documentary series which follows landlords in the wild. The $15 million documentary series features stunning nature cinematography from the best and brightest BBC filmmakers. It's also narrated by everyone's favourite, David Attenborough. Here's a short clip from the series, which is set to debut March 2025 on TVNZ On Demand.
This male landlord is busy preparing an eviction notice for a single mother of three. Once it is finished, the landlord grabs the envelope which encases the notice and takes a quick whiff. The aromas of glue, paper and toner fiercely arouse the landlord, making him semi-tumescent. This sudden infatuation reminds the landlord he must find a mate soon, before tax season ends, otherwise he'll be the last of his line.
The government's move to designate landlords as an endangered species baffled conservation lobby group Boris and Ferd, who, when asked for comment, replied,
"What the f*** do these idiots think they deserve a f***?"
Some, like myself, believe that this is actually a cover-up to distract from Conservation Minister Tama Pōtaka, saying that protecting all of New Zealand's species from extinction is not feasible. This is something he actually really said.
If we say, hand on heart, we're going to save every single species and get it out of a space where it's endangered or at risk, That job is going to take an absolutely probably superhuman effort that'll cost, I don't know, I wouldn't want to imagine the cost, but that is literally hundreds of billions, maybe trillions of dollars. And I don't think we're in that space. I think we're in a much more practical space to say, what are the species, what are the areas, what are the ecosystems that we're going to focus on?
Next week on Politics Now, do we live in a late-stage capitalist dystopia? Tune in next Monday so I can distract you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.